escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yes, that line forms on the right day.
On the right day.
Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Yeah, why not?
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. How are we doing on this Saturday morning? How could you be doing any better? All right, I don't know how the weather's going to be today, but it's a beautiful baseball Saturday morning, 9:02 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you for our Saturday rolls as I take you till 12:25 and the Yankees against the Cubs. Another game, another victory? Let's find out. We got Big Zoo on the other side, and we're taking your phone calls at 888-808-1019, and it is a very nice little Saturday morning. I don't know what you're doing just yet. Making coffee still, cooking breakfast for the children, running errands, filling up your propane tanks. Whatever it is you normal people do on Saturday mornings, you get to do it off of two really impressive wins from our baseball teams who are still, you know, finding themselves out. But we're going to get to the Mets and how they handled Kansas City after it was a late night for you Met fans. Obviously, the rain delay played now in Kansas City. We had the return of Kodai Senga, albeit short, but sweet, as he continues to just be, forget the ghost pitch, the man is a ghost when it comes to getting out of trouble. I mean, it's unbelievable. In the first inning, he's in deep doo-doo. He finds his way out of it. Vientos with the hit, and we'll talk about how important Vientos can be to this team. They break the game open late after being down 3-1 in the eighth. Another game kind of like that first game in Baltimore, and you feel good a little bit heading into the last couple of games, hoping to take a series in Kansas City before the All-Star break. But since we last spoke here on Saturdays, at least, and I know I did a full week of shows. I was doing the morning shows the last couple of days. That was a lot of fun. If you had a chance to hear me there, we had a really good time over the last couple of days with Jerry and the morning crew. But something is changing with the New York Yankees. Something has changed with the New York Yankees. And I don't think that's hyperbole. I don't think that's a bridge too far. I don't think that is getting too excited as a Yankee fan. I don't think anyone is saying that the Yankees have now transitioned from a lousy team into a World Series contender, favorites to take the whole damn thing. But over the last week, since the last time we talked on Saturday, and the Yankees were coming off that 4th of July loss that everybody was watching on SNY. And maybe we'll get to that at some point at 888-808-1019 and their domination in the ratings. But as everyone was watching that game, McNeil hits the home run. The Yankees are in a 5-game losing streak. They continue. They lose later that Saturday. And then Sunday of last week, something changed inside the team, inside the organization. Because right now, not only are they winning and on a 5-game winning streak and haven't lost since that Sunday, and they've done it every which way, they are playing, without question, the best baseball they have played all year. Now, it's 5 games, but they're doing it against good competition, as they did at the final game against the Mets. They roll that right into a Seattle team that they swept to go on last night. And well, how many runs and home runs did the big dumper hit last night to take his 38th, you know, with two more games left into the All-Star break? But this is a playoff-caliber team from Seattle with some of the best pitching in the American League, if not all of baseball. And then they roll it into the Chicago Cubs last night, who are one of the best teams in the National League and have the most potent offense in the game. And the New York Yankees, since that Sunday, since that play, that Cody Bellinger, and apropos after the night he had last night, but since that catch, that shoestring catch that he turned into a double play on Saturday, on Sunday for the New York Mets, something has changed within this entire group and in the organization too, if you look at the moves they have made. And I know it's been a couple days now, but I haven't had a chance to talk to you here on this Saturday morning about it. Just the confirmation that the Yankees went out there with earlier in the week when they told you, heading into the Tuesday game, they were no longer going to play Jazz Chisholm at third base. We were no longer going to watch the terrible defensive infield that they were playing for two-plus weeks that cost them on a nightly basis. When they recognized that DJ LeMahieu, while still a professional and a really good Yankee, and Yankee fans should have really good feelings about DJ LeMahieu, unfortunately his body broke down. He is not the first. He won't be the last. Unfortunately, there's going to be a documentary this Thursday night about David Wright. Bodies break down. Now, he had a far better career, I'm just saying. Bodies break down. And finally, the Yankees organization recognized they couldn't sustain what they were trying to do at their defensive infield. And once you found out DJ could not play third, there was no role for him. And instead of hanging on to a $15 million contract like they have done in the past with Aaron Hicks, with guys like Josh Donaldson, where money became part of the venue into keeping a roster that isn't as good as it should be, those things were thrown to the wayside, and the move was made. And Brian Cashman came out and spoke more direct and more open about the failings inside the roster and inside the team in the middle of June, in the middle of July, more than we have heard in many years. He has always been a lot more comfortable about talking about what we have and what, you know, we're okay with what we have. We've been a good team. Because as we've talked about the June swoon, there's been reasons to say that in July, because with the June swoon comes a great April and May. And a lot of times in July, they're talking about a tough stretch, but an incredible start to the season. Even better than this year's start to the season, if you go back to 22 and you go back to 24. And so typically it's been, well, listen, obviously we always look to improve with the New York Yankees, but we're good here. We're okay there. We really like this guy. I think he's going to have a huge second half. And instead, Brian Cashman kind of came out and said, we need this, we need that. Now, that's a lot. I'm going to try my best, but we are all in. Now, whether they do that or not is going to be something we will come to find at the end of the month, and it's not so easy. And we'll get into some of the noise around the trade deadline later in the show at 888-808-1019. But something changed inside the organization, and something that change directly impacted the way the team has played baseball. Because we saw wins earlier in the season, we've seen wins pop up through this lousy play where the team scored enough runs, or you got a great pitching performance from Max Fried, as you did with Carlos Rodon last night. But the brand of baseball they have played, whether it's crisp in the defense, and we saw it last night from Aaron Judge out in right field, and we'll get into how underrated his outfield play is, and how great a player, and how underappreciated he still can be, despite being one of the greatest players arguably in the last 70 years. But that move to second base, we've seen Jazz make plays. Even Peraza, who can't hit and can't lay down a bunt. Still, the defensive plays at third base, the crisp level of baseball, and now the offense that has scored more than five runs this entire stretch, the first time dating back to, I think they said, 2012. It's been a long time. This offense showing you how deep it can be. Cody Bellinger last night, obviously, with the three home runs, could have been four against his former team, and how important he's been to this team. How, you know, how many different ball players the Yankees have. And since it feels like, and I know a lot of Yankee fans are frustrated with this group and frustrated with Brian Cashman and hate the manager, and it's been an ugly 3 weeks. And by no means am I saying we will never see ugly baseball again. I don't know. But I can tell you over the last five, six games, the difference in the organization, the difference in the level of play, the urgency. The other night, coming back after being no-hit through seven innings, down five runs, finding a way to have the quality at-bats in the ninth inning against one of the best closers in baseball. And yes, they caught his slider. And yes, it was a funny comment from Aaron Boone denying the idea that he knew it was coming. But despite all that, they are now going through this, and they aren't just winning. They took the Chicago Cubs behind the woodshed last night, 11-0. The offense was nonstop. Cody Bellinger with three home runs, up and down the lineup, walks, good at bats, base hits. Ascara with base hits. Peraza with a couple of hits. Judge playing immaculate defense in right field. And then, of course, Carlos Rodon with an eight-inning shutout performance. And I will say this about Carlos Rodon, because the last couple of starts prior to this, against the Blue Jays, against the Red Sox, against the Mets, in these big spots while they were losing, Carlos Rodon didn't show up. And I think it's still fair to have that in the back of your mind, that Carlos Rodon, while now an all-star and a deserving all-star for having the incredible season he's having, it's still warranted to have the concern in the back of your mind that in the biggest moments, is Carlos Rodon going to show up? When the team needs him most, is Carlos Rodon going to show up? I think that's fair. But when you watch performances like last night, when you watch really how he's pitched all year, and you take on a Cubs team that is an offensive force. I mean, they lead Major League Baseball in runs scored. They have been right there with the Yankees at a time. Obviously, we know how potent the Dodgers can be. But this has been the best offense throughout baseball almost the entire year. And he completely neutralized them. They had nothing going on in this game. Judge saves him from a couple of runs in the eighth with a great diving catch, but ultimately, his pitch mix, his ability to throw different pitches for strikes, he looks like a different pitcher than the fastball slider guy who came here and was so unsuccessful in his first 2 years and even at times last year. Like, this guy is capable of shutting down any offense in baseball. And it's just the matter of getting through that one or two bad pitches that he consistently gives you in the biggest of games. And so while last night, off a four-game winning streak, you know, flexing on the mound, the Yankee offense going crazy, I don't know if you can classify this as a big game. I don't look at this and say, well, this is a check in the right direction, a, you know, check of the box, you know, one of those big games where Carlos Rodon showed up. Despite the opponent, I still wouldn't classify it as that last night. But the level of play and the pitching performances we have gotten from Carlos Rodon all year long for the most part, and last night, he was utterly brilliant. And when you start to look at this team moving forward, and you see that no matter what they do at third base at the trade deadline, they can be a really good defensive infield. With Jazz at second base, Volpe at shortstop, Peraza, whoever they bring in at third, Goldschmidt at first. Defensively in the outfield, we're seeing much better from Dominguez, and Bellinger, Grisham, Judge are all Gold Glove caliber players at their position. A lot of the issues with this team have gone away for these five games. They have played as crisp and clean a game and have come out and dominated. They kicked the crap out of the Seattle Mariners despite being no hit through seven in the final game of that series, and then just came out and absolutely blew the doors off one of the best teams in the National League and one of the best teams in baseball, and shut down an offense that hasn't been able to be shut down all year long. What we are seeing, the switch from the New York Yankees, and you know, there was some trepidation, especially last year, from some of the veterans on this team, from Aaron Judge, about cutting DJ LeMahieu. They didn't want to do it last year. The Yankees were interested, at least these are the reports, that they wanted to release DJ LeMahieu last year. And Judge and Rizzo and some of the veterans went to him and said, it'll hurt the team, it'll hurt the clubhouse, let's not do that. And I was concerned about how this team might respond to it. And so many Yankee fans have been clamoring, right? The new word in all of sports, but certainly with baseball and the Yankees, accountability. Suddenly accountability has become the most important thing a franchise or a team can have. And many Yankee fans felt like this team hadn't had any. And to hold DJ accountable, not for, you know, anything that was his fault necessarily, but no longer being a baseball player worthy of being on the roster of the New York Yankees, that's not an insult to him. He's still a better hitter than Peraza, and that's why they tried it for so long. But once you recognized it wasn't working, there was no role for him. And I was concerned how the rest of the group would respond to that kind of move, and it feels like it's done exactly what the Yankee fans were hoping some accountability would do, and it's changed the vibes around the team. It's completely changed everything about this group. You've got Jazz more comfortable at second base, still hitting. You've gotten great plays from Peraza, great plays from Jazz in the infield. You're getting better defense. There's no mistakes on the base paths. There's no mistakes out in the outfield. There's no defensive miscues in the infield. And they're smashing the baseball for five straight games here. And it's not just that they're winning. We have seen five-game winning streaks before. We've seen this offense score a lot of runs before early on in the season. From where they were a week ago, as I sat here, a dejected Yankee fan off of a five-game losing streak, about to, you know, watch Carlos Rodon give up a grand slam in the first inning and turn into a six-game losing streak. Where we are a week, it's not just the fact that the Yankees have went on a five-game winning streak. It's not just the fact they're pounding the baseball. It's that they, as an organization, came out and made the recognition the rest of us saw right in our face and were wondering day to day why they aren't recognizing it. And they came out and made those recognitions. Cashman came out and said, we do need more. This isn't good enough. And from that moment on, the team responded in a manner that I didn't see coming. You got a rotation that was kind of in shambles. You've got good pitching performances now from Fried, from Rodon. Stroman has done a really good job at least keeping you in the games. And then Schlittler comes up as a young prospect and is throwing 100 miles an hour. And just the boost that this has given the team, given the fan base, and given the vibes around the New York Yankees, it feels completely different. Now, who knows what happens the next 2 days? Who knows what happens after the All-Star break? It is not easy for the New York Yankees. The schedule continues to be tough. Another trip to Toronto, which is going to be huge for them coming up at the end of the month. And then it does get easier sometime in August and into September. But right now they are still fighting with the Blue Jays that are 2 games back. Not all is solved. And we'll get to some of the issues that they desperately need to address at the trade deadline, because believe me, they're still there. But since that catch in left field from Cody Bellinger and that double play to get Lindor off first base, it's not just the winning. It's how the Yankees themselves have gone about business, and it's how the team has responded. And the level of baseball that they've played, whether it's, you know, the great slide from Volpe, like they're doing the right things. They're the ones taking the extra base when the center fielder for Seattle, Julio Rodriguez, bobbles a baseball. They're the ones making the smart plays. They're the ones winning in extra innings, which this team has been terrible through the beginning of the season at 1-6. A lot of what we were concerned about, it wasn't just that the Yankees were losing for 3 weeks. It was how they were losing and how they were playing and what the bullpen looked like and what the infield defense looked like and how anemic this offense looked. And all of those questions, without the trade deadline, while not being answered, feel like they are in so much of a more stable position since they made that switch of Jazz going back to second and cutting DJ LeMahieu. We were, you know, you're waiting for that spark. You're waiting for the Yankees to do different. Like, we're waiting for that reaction of urgency. And this was the first time I felt like we got it in a while. And it impacted the team exactly as we all would have hoped it would impact the team. And they're another win out of the next 2 days with Max Fried on the mound today of taking a series from a Chicago Cubs team that's really good, heading into the All-Star break with at least a 5-6 homestand, and feeling completely different about themselves as they head into the break and an important stretch, and obviously the trade deadline looming at the end of the month. It is a new world for the New York Yankees in the last week, and I don't think that's hyperbole, and I don't think that's unfair to say, and I don't think it's Yankee shill talk either. 888-808-1019, we'll get to the Mets and how what we saw last night from the New York Mets, the comeback and who specifically did it, could be the biggest impact for the team moving forward of anything they could do at the trade deadline. We saw two things in this game that can impact the Mets moving forward more than anything they could do at the trade deadline, and it was a welcome sight after another game trending in the same direction we had seen a lot of Met games trend this year. as they're down. The bullpen gives it up late. They're down 3-1 in the eighth inning, and then the offense arrives, and particularly who drives in the runs was a huge factor for the New York Mets. After a night of frustration, breaking bats, the only people celebrating for the Mets were the fans in the stands catching home runs. We'll get to that as well at 888-808-1019. We'll get to all the different plays from Aaron Judge, the incredible night from Cody Bellinger, and how important he is to this Yankee team, and of course, the great win from the New York Mets, and how it impacts them moving forward. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. A little later in the show, we're going to talk to Jeremy Schapp of ESPN. He's got a documentary coming out on Jim Abbott that's going to air tomorrow night. And I find the Jim Abbott story and what he was able to accomplish and the no-hitter for the New York Yankees is one of the more fascinating stories and one of the more incredible stories ever. So we'll get a chance to talk to him in the 11 o'clock hour. And I got you till 12:25 when we get to Yankee baseball. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. Back with your calls next right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.